Welcome to Dialogue with Daryl, brought to you by NDFB.
The year date may have changed, but a lot of the issues have not. What I'm talking about is some of the same issues that NDFB was tackling and taking on politically several decades ago, we are still fighting for today. Just a couple examples. Taxes. The estate tax, a big fight in the 70s. Property taxes. All sorts of taxes have been at a top priority for NDFB. Other things, such as whether we're raising food safely or not. That concern started slightly back in the 80s. And people kind of wrote it off as, well, you know, it's something to be concerned about, but maybe not. But now we're seeing today what feels like an ever-growing attack on agriculture. Whether it's animal agriculture, whether it's the use of GMOs, which have improved efficiencies, required way less water and inputs to produce way more food, it seems like people want to break us down. Now, it's a very vocal few people. Let's be honest about this. For the most part, Americans trust the American farmer and rancher. But those few, when you have the mission of NDFB to stand up for agriculture, stand up for what's right, to promote freedom, opportunity, and self-reliance, those challenges are very real. But they're no more real today than they were 75 years ago, 50 years ago, 25 years ago, as we have matured as the most prominent and effective ag organization in the state of North Dakota.
This has been Dialogue with Daryl, brought to you by NDFB.